From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. 25 years ago, bald eagles and peregrine falcons were struggling to return from the brink of extinction. A handful of outdated surveys were all that existed to assess the location and condition of most wildlife species. Conservationists and biologists from New Hampshire Audubon, the state, and universities raised the call to do something. The state legislature responded, establishing the Non-Game and Endangered Wildlife Program as part of the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department. Today, through wildlife monitoring and management, plus outreach and education, the Non-Game Program protects over 400 species of mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and insects. Thanks to the Non-Game Program, the Isles of Shoals is home to a healthy colony of common Arctic and roseate terns. Brilliant Carner blue butterflies breed in the wild on the Concord Pine Barrens. Magnificent bald eagles soar overhead. Some 40 pairs now breed in New Hampshire. And peregrine falcons nest on our cliffs. Other species from New England cottontails to songbirds, salamanders, and black racer snakes benefit from research and habitat management via the New Hampshire Wildlife Action Plan, which guides conservation efforts statewide. The work being done to help rare species and their habitats helps all other wildlife, says Coordinator John Cantor, whose program matches federal and state funding with private donations bolstered by moose conservation license plates. Even as the Non-Game Program celebrates its 25th anniversary, future challenges lie ahead, including continued development pressure, habitat loss, and stable funding in order to keep even common species common. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.